We had Bill Daly on. I want to get a couple of reactions from you. Did you hear the interview?
Not all of it, but I did hear some.
Okay, at the end we asked him whether or not he believes that the NHLPA wants to get a deal done. And he said at times he's questioned that. Do you guys want to get a deal done?
Of course we want to get a deal done. It's why we've been at it, why we've been working so hard trying to do it.
Do you think they want to get a deal done?
We have our doubts. How's that?
What makes you doubt it?
The way the entire course of the negotiations has played out, the strategy of first lock out and then see what happens, the insistence on nearly every major issue that things be within their structure, certainly the failure to see significant movement in response to the very significant movement the players made Wednesday.
And you're basically talking about the make whole money, is that right, Steve?
Not entirely. There are still proposals on the table from the clubs to reduce and restrict players' free agency and salary arbitration rights. And that obviously is anathema to the players and is a real problem.
Do you think the NHL treated your proposal Wednesday seriously?
I don't want to characterize it in that way. They did... they didn't dismiss it in 10 minutes, as they had several other things we had done over the course of the negotiations. They did take 2 or 3 hours to prepare a response. They did move on some things, but on the things that matter, the dollars, the free agency rights, the salary arbitration rights, some of the other player contracting rights they're trying to take a meat axe to, there was no movement. If it was Thanksgiving dinner, they gave us a relish tray, but no turkey.
So the key word that we used with Bill early was decertification. Where's your discussion on the decertification, Steve?
Well, let me phrase it this way: we do not talk about what is discussed in private conversations with players. Players are free to say what they want, obviously, and some have. So I'm not going to talk about that in any detail, but suffice it to say that all things are under consideration, and we'll see where it goes.
Have you done significant prep work?
Get a deal at the table, but obviously that isn't going very well right now.
So you have done significant prep work regarding decertification?
I'm not going to get into it in any more detail.
Steve, what's most important to the players? Would it be the making whole or the contractual rights going forward? So is there any give... when it comes to that, if they gave you or took away the make whole and gave you all the contract rights, would that move this process along?
First, I think everybody should try not to use the words make whole or making whole anymore. It was a misnomer from the beginning. I admit that even though it appeared first in the club document, we have used it some, and mm-hmm. It shouldn't have been make whole because it was, as first presented, it was... rob Peter to pay Paul, because it was simply taking money out of players' pockets in one place and putting it back in another. But as it is now, I think we should just call it transition payments. I would say the dollars in terms of the transition payments are very important. So are the salary arbitration and free agency rights and other player contracting things. We've moved a great deal in their direction. You recall 10 days or so ago, I created a mini stir when I suggested at a conference in Toronto that we were not all that far apart as I saw it. And Gary said, oh, no, we're $1 billion apart, more or less, as we see it, and was complaining about guarantees being on the table. Well, those guarantees were taken off the table on Wednesday, and it's now clear that in terms of dollars, the parties are only $182 million apart over 5 years.
So $36 million a year.
Told me that's about a million and a third or something like that per club per year. So it's all very important. The players moved a long way. They've given the owners concessions that really are fairly valued at $1 billion or more, but not prepared to go any further right now.
Steve Fear is with us, the NHLPA special counsel, on the subject of decertification, because I don't want to leave this without covering all the bases. I asked Bill Daly if it scares him if the NHLPA went down that road. He said no. Are you surprised at that?
What? I don't know. I didn't hear that part of the interview, and I don't know why he said that. But I did hear
basically law backs him up.
What happened with the NHLPA or the football players who brought that suit? And I would merely point out that there was never any ruling on the merits of the players' claims. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals out of St. Louis ruled 2-1 that they could not get a preliminary injunction. They did not rule that the players did not have an antitrust claim or did not have antitrust damages. So, and there was a settlement before the litigation could play out.
So I'm just the simple guy here. Why aren't you meeting? Why isn't there, if we believe there's progress, and I, you know, believe it or not, I think Bill actually gave an indication there might be a little bit of progress, a little bit of movement. You say there's not that far apart in the transition payments. Why aren't the two sides meeting?
Don't have an answer to that. As you know, our general position is we're available to meet any time. I don't know what we have to say right now. We don't have any proposals for them because we made very, very significant movement on Wednesday. We moved a couple of miles, and they moved a couple of inches, I think it's fair to say. And if they want to meet, we're ready to meet any time. Don is, I believe, only a few blocks from Bill. I don't know where Gary is. I'm not in New York today, but we could meet via phone or Skype, or Bill could go walk over and see Don, whatever they want.
Steve, a lot of people have been mentioning when they see the players at the bargaining table in New York with you guys, they prayed in with you and they prayed out. Is it alarming to the PA that the best players in the game, the star power, is not there in person along this journey with you?
Not at all. We've had terrific support from the players. We've had terrific solidarity throughout. Don hears from the likes of Alex Ovechkin on a regular basis. Sidney Crosby has been terrific throughout the process. And I'm not concerned at all. You form your own committee. The players that want to participate as they wish, want to do, and others support the union in other ways.
Did anybody call Roman Hamrlich?
I don't know.
But you or Don didn't?
I didn't, and I haven't asked Don that question. But I gathered from some of the press that some of the players were in touch with him, or at least responded via the press or social media.
Players have been very outspoken about Gary and Bill. Any point do they cross the line?
Well, I don't think it's helpful for players to use pejorative words, and you try and tamp that down to the extent that you can. But, you know, this is very emotional. This is players' careers that they are playing with, that they are messing with. Players will never get back the games that they are losing. So it's hard to keep it under wraps. But to the extent you can keep it tamp down a little, keep the rhetoric down, because eventually you have to do something and live with these people. We prefer that. As some great labor leader said, maybe it was John L. Lewis, I'm not sure of the exact quote, but it was something like, labor relations is like domestic relations, except there's no divorce. Having spent the bulk of my career in baseball, we've been through a lot of nasty stuff with Bud Selig and Rob Manfred and Jerry Reinsdorf and others, but in the end of the day, you still have to live with them, you still make deals, and in baseball they're on path to have I believe it's 21 years with no work stoppages by the time the current agreement expires.
Do you think we're close to a deadline at all, Steve, that we'll lose the season, or at a certain point talks will break off?
I don't see why talks would break off. It's been in the press, and Bill has mentioned a couple of times that 7 or 8 years ago when they were last negotiating, there was a period of 9 or 10 weeks when there was no contact between the sides. We rarely go 9 or 10 hours without contact between the sides. And as far as deadlines, I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, Gary has set a number of deadlines, and they're all artificially created deadlines in our view. And if whatever he's going to do, he's going to do.
Can you make a deal without decertification?
We haven't decertified. We haven't talked publicly about decertification. And we're at the bargaining table trying to make a deal.